Today, we will talk about tangible assets versus monetary assets. What are those and what is the difference? Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Master with me, your host, Robert. Let's get started. Scott, welcome back. Let's not pretend that we are meeting each other right now. We just recorded the previous podcast episode. So just welcome back and let's get started with the next episode. All right. Are you ready?
Got it. I am ready.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Recording two episodes in a row. Okay. So as we mentioned last time, you are a big Star Wars fan. Is that right?
That is correct.
Very good. So when was the last time you watched the Star Wars movie?
Last night? A movie? Is that a trick question? I watch the animated series typically daily, but movie, it's been some time. All right. Daily and the comic. I mean, I read comics and then watch the animation quite a lot. The movies, not so much. Every couple of months, we'll watch a movie or something.
Mm-hmm. And I can see you also have some kind of Star Wars decoration or something like that in the background. Do you maybe also have some kind of collectibles?
Yes, I would say they are collectibles. I have a lot of Star Wars Legos, and they tend to hold value very much. Yeah, because they'll be discontinued. And even if they're built, obviously they're worth a little more if you just leave them in the box. I have a lot of those. I have about 10 in boxes. I haven't even built them that have been discontinued. I do build them. I take them out of the closet and build them during the holidays when we have time. But yeah, these are absolutely collectibles. Typically do hold value to some degree. Surprisingly, the minifigs.
You think they hold value or will they even rise in price? What do you think?
Oh, they rise. Oh, yeah. They definitely, the price goes up. Yeah. I mean, it depends on what it is and what's happening in the Star Wars universe. If a character dies, I don't know if you can see down here, this character here is Tech from the Bad Batch, which is in the final season. In season two, he died. But this is not a Lego. This is a figure. It's a toy figure. It's called the Black Series. And this would, you would see it on Amazon go up in price because what happened to the character and depending on the availability and whatnot. These little minifigs here, they tend to go up a lot into the hundreds typically, depending on the rarity as well. So yes, a lot of collector's items. I don't necessarily collect them like investing in stocks to make money. I do it because we love Star Wars. The family tends to build these together. My wife, my son, and I, we get together in the holidays when we have some downtime and we build these. And obviously I let my kid play with them sometimes, depending on how delicate the pieces are. So I've got some X-Wing over here. You can probably see a few more.
Okay, so they will go maybe up in price, you say, but what if inflation rate of the dollar would go up at the same time? Would the price for those collectibles also go up or stay the same and therefore maybe they lose value? You know what I mean? So is it going up higher than the inflation rate? What do you think? It's probably going up higher than the inflation rate, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of them that came out like in the last year that's discontinued, like this Bad Batch ship here, but it's not like going up like crazy, you know, but some pieces will go up. I mean, in, you know, almost originally be $100, you'll see them $700, $800. It's definitely higher than inflation. Yeah.
But even if they wouldn't go higher than inflation rate, they would probably be at least at inflation rate. Would you agree?
Yep, absolutely.
Because otherwise they would lose value, right?
Yep.
That's probably not going to happen with those collectibles. Okay.
And I'm not trying to profit or anything, but yeah, it's they tend to be, they hold value fairly well. It's surprising, but.
Now let's compare this with money, with, for example, US dollar. Of course, when the inflation rate goes up, the dollar loses value, correct? Okay, so there's some difference. We have, on the one hand, we have tangible assets, and then we have monetary assets. And so this is one thing we already learned from this little example that monetary assets are subject to inflation. Of course, there could also be inflation on the tangible asset side. If let's say many of those Star Wars collectibles are being produced, then maybe that's too much and then they lose value. It could be. But talking about the inflation rate as we normally mean it, inflation is, inflation rate is related to the money side. So what makes the inflation rate go up or down? What do you think?
Oh, well, I mean, is that a trick question? What does make it go up? I don't know. The Fed makes it go up, perhaps. But the government has to play a role to some degree in inflation, keeping it in check. But is it supply and demand? Would that generally drive the inflation rate independent of regulation?
Yeah, I mean, let's imagine a scale or a weighing machine, let's call it. So on the one side you have tangible assets, meaning things like products or your Star Wars collectibles and all these kind of things. And on the other side you have money, And so the basic, or let's say maybe naive idea is that when you increase the amount of money, of course, on this scale, on this weighing machine, the weight of the money makes it go down, basically. So, but the amount of, if the amount of the tangible asset stays the same at the same time, you will have to pay a higher price for the same amount of assets. So basically, when inflation rate goes up, money loses value, so you have to pay a higher price for the same amount of assets of products. But it could also be that the amount of money stays the same, but the amount of the tangible goods becomes less. For example, if there's a shortage of resources due to, for example, the war between Russia and Ukraine. For example, here in Germany, we have the problem that the energy prices went through the roof because of that. And therefore, the value of money decreases. So the value of money could decrease because the amount of money becomes larger, or it could decrease if the amount of tangible goods becomes smaller. And I just said that this is kind of a naive way of thinking. Because many people think if you print money, if you increase the amount of money, then the inflation goes up. But in reality, you also have to factor in that when the government is printing money, this also stimulates the economy, and therefore more goods and services are being produced. So, increasing the amount of money does not automatically result in higher inflation rate. So we more or less already explained the difference between tangible assets and monetary assets, but let's give some examples. Of course, monetary assets includes money or currencies, let's call it, which could be cash or could be bank deposits. Then there's bonds and loans, for example. Now, this is on the monetary asset side. On the tangible asset side, Scott, maybe you can help me there. Do you have any idea or any examples what could be tangible assets?
Oh, just thinking personally, cars, house, something like this, perhaps.
Real estate, land, buildings, car as well, So any type of product, basically. And then there's companies which are producing products and services. A company could be a private company or a publicly traded company. So therefore, stocks, in my understanding, are also tangible assets because stocks represent those companies. Anything else? We're just talking about your Star Wars collectibles, though. That's another thing, artwork, collectibles. Then there's things like gold, silver, commodities, and machinery, equipment. You were already talking about cars. That's kind of similar. livestock and agricultural assets. So those are some examples of tangible assets. The price for tangible assets is quoted in a currency. You can say this house costs $100,000, for example. But what is the price for money being quoted in, Scott?
Like some bonds or treasury bills or something else that stands up. Would it be gold? That's back in the day, right? It used to be gold, but it's no longer a gold standard anymore. What would it be then?
Yeah, on the one hand, basically you could say how much Big Macs can I buy for $1 or whatever, yeah, or for one whatever euro. So you could compare it actually to the tangible assets. But another way to say the price for money, you could talk about the interest rate. Yeah. So yeah, basically, if the inflation rate goes up, the Fed, yeah, the central bank is increasing the interest rate to make money more expensive and also to weaken the economy and therefore diminish the amount of produced tangible assets. So this is a way of fighting the inflation. Yeah. So that's a monetary, yeah, politics basically. That's some kind of tool that they have to fight inflation by increasing the price for money, yeah, which is increasing the interest rate. So we are only able to scratch the surface of this topic. Yeah, I'm not a professor. This is also a topic which is still discussed in academia. There are many opinions about this. There's, for example, something called the modern monetary theory. And then there's some more like classical way of thinking. So again, people are still discussing this, but I still wanted to briefly dive into this topic because without knowing anything about things like inflation, tangible versus monetary assets, monetary politics, etc., it is difficult or maybe impossible to understand the dynamics of the capital market. So now, as I already told you, I prefer to invest in stocks. Yeah, I focus on the stock market because stocks represent companies and therefore tangible assets. And so intrinsically, stocks are not subject to, yeah, monetary inflation. Yeah. Even if money loses value, the tangible assets don't lose value. They stay the same. There's some kind of protection against inflation. And those companies are producing value and constantly strive to increase their own company value, which will also make my stock portfolio become more valuable. So those companies that fail to become more valuable, of course, they will be kicked out of, for example, the S&P 500 and will be replaced with new, more strongly growing companies. That's why in the long term, the stock market is going up. But Scott, I might also switch to Star Wars collectibles instead. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Okay, very good. Let's end it there for today. And just a quick reminder, I've written an ebook with the title Natural Laws of the Stock Market. The book is showing you 18 of the inherent characteristics of the stock market. You need to be aware of these natural laws if you want to successfully build wealth on the stock market. You can now download the ebook completely for free on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. May the momentum be with you. See you next time. Bye-bye.